Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield, and also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, live and feeder futures seem staged to open at least moderately lower this morning, pressured by follow-through selling and sagging cash business. The hog contract's also set to open on the defensive thanks to struggling fundamentals. Now, moderate trade volume did develop in Kansas and Texas yesterday, with most steers and heifers marked at $110. That's $5 lower than last week. At the same time, scattered dress sales in the north reported at 173 to 175. That's 8 to 10 lower. While we could see isolated pockets of cleanup trade today, looks like most everything is finished for the week. Now, hog buyers should complete their weekly procurement chores by one final round of lower bids today. Negotiated receipts did seem to slow somewhat yesterday, but we don't think any packers are worried about inadequate slaughter numbers heading into the weekend. Saturday's kills expected to total close to 125,000 head. The hog contract seems set to open lower thanks to spillover selling interest and ideas of bearish fundamentals through the second half of the third quarter. Well, grain futures closed mixed yesterday, with more buying in soybeans offsetting renewed weakness in corn and wheat. Weather and export news provided grist for the mill on a day when volume was mixed as well. Now, outside markets were anything but quiet. The Dow gapped lower on the open yesterday and never looked back, slipping to its lowest level of the month by early afternoon. The VIX, or fear index, jumped nearly 24 points. Wheat prices closed lower in all three markets yesterday, with winter wheat futures posting new contract lows while staying in oversold condition. Spring wheat also gave back some of the week's rebound, keeping Minneapolis September to an inside day lower. Now, corn prices posted modest losses yesterday, holding to an inside day on the December chart. Futures traded in a narrow range overnight, but broke on the open and were never able to regain their momentum. Meanwhile, soybeans closed higher yesterday, generating some follow-through short covering by funds after yesterday's reversals higher. Futures lost steam after failing to gain momentum from export news, but turned around ahead of midday after staying above Thursday's close. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th. Broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2170. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
October live cattle at the close yesterday was down $2.10, 106.22. December cattle down 202 at 108.27. September feeder cattle down 240 at 140.72. And October was down 230, 140.47. October hogs down 185, 66.92. And the December down 167 at 61.80. Kansas City wheat, September down 5.25 at 414.25. And December was down 5 cents, 442. Chicago wheat, September down 5.25, 414. December down 6.25 cents at 440.75. September corn down 2 cents, 350.5. December down 2.25, 364.25. September soy was up 8.5, 930.25. November was up 7.75 at 933. October cotton down 8, 67.37. December's up 6, 66.97. September crude up 11, 47.20. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.